Could he please inform the meeting of the full history of his relationship with Babcock and Brown as it relates to Dalrymple Bay and also his relationship with the QIC? He's in a very unusual situation of being of the treasurer, former treasurer, which sold the asset to BNB, represented the asset, now is the chief independent, and now he's sold it back to his former government. So it's a very unusual sort of circuitous relationship. I guess the QIC bit is probably the least relevant, but just a full history from David on his connections, relationship, how he came to be in bed, so to speak, with Babcock, like he is.
Dr. Hamill.
Okay. I wish I could say that I have sort of the unique qualities that you sort of describe, but I'm very happy to respond in detail to your question. And I'm sorry, it's going to take a little while, but I'll give a full and comprehensive answer so there can be no misunderstandings or misapprehensions. I first came in contact with Dalrymple Bay Coal Terminal as a member of the Queensland Parliament in the early 1980s. At that stage, I was an opposition member of the Queensland Parliament. In December 1989, I became the Minister for Transport and Minister Assisting the Premier in Economic and Trade Development. Now, one of the, assets that fell within my portfolio responsibilities was, in fact, Dalrymple Bay Coal Terminal. And the entity which governed it at that time, which was the Ports Corporation of Queensland. So if you go up there, I have to say, I have to admit to you, you'll find a couple of brass plaques with my name on it. Although, as Minister for Transport, I can say to you, Queensland Rail made the best brass plaques when it came to putting plaques up on various bits of infrastructure assets around the place. I was in great debate with the then Treasurer about the legislation which ultimately was enacted, which was the Government-Owned Corporations Act in Queensland. I had actually held a slightly different view to the Treasurer, but as a result of that, I became a joint shareholding minister with the Treasurer in a plethora of assets, including the Ports Corporation of Queensland. These were a whole range of Queensland government-owned corporations. Queensland Rail, Port of Brisbane Authority, Port of Gladstone, there's quite a lot. I went back into opposition in 1996, but in 1998, I came back into government and I was then the Treasurer. So I resumed my role as a shareholding minister in this case. Now, I think it was about 17 different entities, including Ports Corporation of Queensland, albeit though I was no longer the portfolio minister. As Treasurer, my viewpoint changed a bit to that which I had steadfastly held as a portfolio minister. That's certainly another story. In the year 2000, as Treasurer, I argued the case in the Queensland Cabinet that the Queensland Government ought to unlock some of the equity that it had in certain of its infrastructure assets. Now, my motivation for that was very simple. It was around the time that there was an economic slowdown and I wanted to unlock funds that I could use as Treasurer for other capital works in Queensland. And I was successful in arguing at the Cabinet table that there ought to be a process initiated in respect of the Dalrymple Bay Coal Terminal, one of the assets that was under the responsibility of the Ports Corporation of Queensland. I was not involved in any of the promotion of that asset with prospective interested parties. Indeed, the only group with whom I met whilst Treasurer was actually with a number of the users of that facility, mining companies, which I are quite well known to me because I've been dealing with them in one shape or form for the previous 15 years. I used to joke, and I still do actually, it was a bit like dealing with the 40 Thieves minus Alibaba, because as a group, they were very interested in their particular interests, and one of the positions that they certainly represented to me was that they wanted to ensure that it was a common user facility, that any new owner that that facility may have should not fall into the hands of one or other of the users. I retired from the Queensland Parliament in February 2001, and that retirement was brought about by the fact the election came around a bit earlier and I'd already decided that I wasn't going to recontest. I thought that six terms in the Parliament was quite enough for anyone and certainly enough for me. I recall being approached by some parties within weeks of leaving the Parliament asking me if I would assist them in providing advice because they wanted to put a bid in respect of a Dalrymple Bay coal terminal. And the group who approached me, I told them where to get off and pretty quickly. I said it would be totally improper for me to be in that position because only for a few weeks before, although I hadn't been involved in any of the negotiations, I was a minister responsible. It turned out that the parties who approached me were ultimately unsuccessful bidders in the process. And by the way, that process had some considerable way to go before it was completed. It was completed under the term of my successor, the Honourable Terry McEnroth, who followed me as Treasurer. Several months after I got out of Parliament, I was approached. The approach had actually come through a fellow that I knew from some times before, who worked for the Queensland Treasury Corporation. Asked me whether, in the event of a successful bid in respect of Dalrymple Bay Coal Terminal, would I be prepared to come onto the board of a company that might have that as an anchor asset. I said at the time I was very interested. I knew the asset very well. I'd had a long association with it. I've already explained that to you this afternoon. But I stipulated something at that time, that I wanted to understand that I wasn't being asked to be involved in any bidding process, that I wasn't being asked to provide any advice in relation to any bidding process, and that, you know, if the party were to be successful, then they could approach me and ask me if I wanted to be, you know, part of it. That was the outcome. Well, that was the series of events which led me to still be having responsibility in relation to an asset which has sort of been around longer than many other assets I've had during my lifetime. In respect of Queensland Investment Corporation, yes, I used to be the shareholding minister for that too. But I really haven't had any contact with QIC in the period I left the Parliament. I became aware that QIC was one of the parties who were expressing interest in PowerCo. I had no contact with them in relation to any of the matters that they discussed. It was totally and appropriately managed at a management level. That's the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help me God.